This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 24th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. A Christian Pakistani man is now free after spending 10 years in prison over false blasphemy charges. Back in 2011, Sajjad Massagil received a life sentence after a Muslim accused him of sending a message defiling the false prophet Muhammad. In March of this year, a court changed the life sentence to the death penalty. However, in God's providence, the Lahore High Court acquitted Gill last month on the grounds of insufficient evidence. Although Gill is free, he cannot return to normal life since he faces the danger of mob lynchings in the country. Please pray for his safety. Muslims often target Christians in Pakistan through the country's blasphemy laws. Proverbs 21 verse 1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." El Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele announced Saturday that the country plans to build a Bitcoin city near the Conchagua volcano. The Central American country plans to use the geothermal energy of the volcano to power the mining of cryptocurrency. The Bitcoin city will be funded by cryptocurrency and will have no taxes other than a value-added tax. In June, El Salvador became the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. Pew Research asked people from 17 advanced economies what makes life meaningful. The report found that people's most common first choice was family and children at 38%. Common second and third choices were occupation and health. Just 2% of people said their faith is what makes life meaningful. Only in the U.S. is faith in the top 10 sources of meaning cited. A Christian florist has agreed to a settlement of her decade-long religious liberty case. 10 years ago, Baronelle Stutzman said she could not make a floral arrangement for a homosexual wedding because of her Christian beliefs. Since then, Stutzman has faced litigation all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Washington State Supreme Court ruled against her in 2019, and in June of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to even hear her case. In the settlement, Stutzman agreed to withdraw her petition from the Supreme Court and pay $5,000. Plus, the homosexual couple agreed to not bring further litigation. In a four-minute video put out by Alliance Defending Freedom, Stutzman said that God has given her many opportunities to love others through this difficult process.
God has shown me again and again that His love is stronger than the anger and the pain so many are feeling. And He's given me countless opportunities to share His love with others along the way. If you prayed for me, thank you. If you hated me, well, I pray for you. And as my case closes, I pray that God will give you the freedom of your conscience, protect your right to make your own choices, whatever they may be, and give us all grace to be patient, forgiving, and respectful to each other.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed the Build Back Better Act, a $1.75 trillion social spending bill. President Biden's bill now heads to the Senate. The act includes a record $500 billion in renewable energy tax credits, as well as universal preschool and expanded Obamacare subsidies. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the bill would add $367 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. President Joe Biden ordered the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The order comes as gas and oil prices are up 50% compared with a year ago. Meanwhile, domestic oil production is down compared with a year ago, as Biden's agenda pushes renewable energy and is hostile to oil production. In response, U.S. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise said, quote, "That reserve is supposed to be for real emergencies, not political gimmicks. This could have been avoided if he had not destroyed our energy industry," end quote. And finally, 40 Days for Life announced they've helped save over 20,000 babies from abortion. Since the ministry began in 2007, the volunteers have helped shut down 114 abortion mills and persuaded 229 abortion workers to quit their jobs. 40 Days for Life fights the murder of unborn babies through prayer, fasting, and peaceful vigils outside of abortion mills. Just this fall, the international organization helped save 850 babies from abortion. Praise God! Look for a 40 Days for Life vigil near you through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Proverbs 24 verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, November 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.